Welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary. Here are your words for this week.
First word is zoomorphic, and it means having the form of an animal or of or relating to a being or deity conceived in an animal form or with animal attributes.
So, all right. The couple could not agree on a dining room set. One preferred a sleek, modern style, while the other liked a more elaborate one with the table and chairs ending in zoomorphic clawed feet. And I feel like that example really kind of clarifies it, right? You have this table and it's got these claws for feet. It's zoomorphic. So it's an adjective having the form of an animal.
So Morpheus in Ovid, that's funny. We just talked about him. Morpheus is the god of dreams and of sleep, or the son of sleep, and he is the maker of shapes. So zoomorphic. That Morpheus has to do with like the dreaming and shaping.
Interesting. Cool.
Next we have wend. It's a verb and it means to direct one's course.
The hikers wended their way along the forest trail towards the evening campsite. That is wend. It is a verb, and that is to travel or proceed.
I guess we're good. Comes from Old English.
Just Old English means what it means. It didn't change. Is it any relationship to wind? Like, are they rooted in the same or anything? No?
No, from white.
What?
Beloved. Desire to strive for.
That don't make any sense. That's a wholly unconnected.
Well, okay, so maybe if the beloved...
No, we're looking at the verb. Oh, you're looking at the noun.
Dang it.
That's funny. All right, let's go to the next word.
Okay, next word is really difficult. Maieutic.
There you go.
And it's spelled Maieutic.
See, maieutic. That's easy.
Just four vowels in a row.
Oh my gosh. It's like all the vowels. The only one we didn't get was get Y. Oh no. Yeah. O and Y were the only two that didn't make it into that little stream.
An adjective, maieutic, it means relating to or assembling the Socratic method of eliciting new ideas from another. Wow. So, and I assume that means asking questions, right?
Yeah. The maieutic art of Socrates consists essentially of asking questions designed to destroy prejudices, false beliefs, which are often traditional or fashionable beliefs, false answers given in the spirit of ignorant cocksuredness. And that is maieutic. Relating to or resembling the Socratic method of eliciting new ideas from another.
Oh, and it comes from Greek maia, which is midwife or to act as a midwife. So I guess the maieutic method is to sit there like a midwife and ask questions in order to teach, I guess.
So weird. The root of that word is so weird.
That was difficult for me to pull up the etymology because I couldn't spell it. I know there are four vowels. I don't know which one they go in.
Okay.
Next is candor. It's a noun. It means whiteness or brilliance. It means a freedom from prejudice or malice. And it means unreserved, honest, or sincere of expression.
All right. In an email, Chandra Rhimes praised Cohen's kindness and candor, calling her one of the few showrunners with whom she can talk honestly about career strategy. So that is candor. It's a noun. It means whiteness, brightness, freedom from malice, fairness, and then forthrightness.
So if you had asked me, I would have told you I know this word, and I would have told you that it means to be forthright. I didn't know that it also could mean the whiteness that it said, but that's where its root comes from. Like it says white, pure, or to shine. So like a shining, I guess there's like, I mean, it's just the opposite of darkness, I guess, right? It's light, it's open.
I've never seen it used that way modernly, right?
Yeah, I haven't either.
Well, I guess you did say that's where it rooted from. I think the modern has changed it enough. Like spam. If I say spam now, the first thing you think about is junk in your email box. But it still does mean the food, you know. Like you can still buy spam and eat it. But the more common use is the email junk.
Yeah. Okay. Next is the verb encapsulate. Encapsulate. To enclose in or as if in a capsule. To show or express in a brief way, or to become enclosed in a capsule. That's the same thing, I guess.
That's funny. Epitomize, summarize. And just one game encapsulated everything the Patriots have done well in the red zone this year and everything they have not. That is encapsulate. It's a verb. To enclose as if in a capsule, to epitomize or summarize.
Okay, let's go next. I got nothing to
add. You got nothing on that one? All right.
The next word is an adjective, maudlin. It means drunk enough to be emotionally silly or weak and effusively sentimental. That's maudlin.
All right. Rather than give his aunt a maudlin greeting card, Jake looked for one that was more in line with her snarky sense of humor. As maudlin, it's an adjective, and it's drunk enough to be emotionally silly or weakly and effusively sentimental. Maudlin.
And this comes from Middle English, Magdalene, so a character from the Bible. And it's because of the way she was often painted, like weeping or being sentimental. And so it's saying you're being like the Magdalene.
Magdalene, Maudlin.
Maudlin.
Kind of devolved.
Yeah, the British, I think there's a, it's spelled Magdalene College of Oxford, but they say it Maudlin. Huh. Even though it's spelled exactly like
really?
Magdalene.
That's interesting. Yeah.
There's a few of those. I'm trying to think. Anyway, yeah, the British do that where the words over time. I guess we all do that.
Yeah, we all do that.
British have gotten further along.
So, all right, that's it for this episode. And our next vocabulary will have your poetry as well.